Bob, thanks. That's a good point, though. And I hadn't even given that any thought. Again, this just came up in the last hour. If you just joined us, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87. And it totally changes, I think, the dynamics of what's at stake in this election. You know, law and order and the economy and a vaccine. That's all well and good. But now they've upped the ante. And that's going to be fascinating to watch. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Friday, a special historic Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, a couple of crashes working with crews on the scene. 95 south at Rancho, the right lane is blocked there. Also, Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. We're getting some congestion on the Beltway as well. 215 west, that is at the 15 interchange. And you also tap the brakes as you try to work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 westbound near Pecos. Those lane restrictions continue both directions. Eastern at the 215, there's cones on both sides. So approach with caution as you work your way through there. And possible delays on Boulder Highway, that's between Sahara and Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Las Vegas Aces forward Asia Wilson has been named as the WNBA's MVP. She was picked on 43 of the 47 ballots as a first-place finisher. She averaged 20 points and 8.5 rebounds per game this past year. Connecticut knocked off Chicago in the midweek WNBA playoff action, which might be a blessing for the Aces because they've had a hard time against Chicago, about the only team that they've struggled against. And now Las Vegas, the one seed who got a bye into the start of their playoff run on Sunday, they are going to begin a best of seven series against Connecticut. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's Macy's one-day sale with deals of the day priced so low you don't need a coupon. Step into the new season with 30 to 60% off women's shoes and 50% off men's sneakers from top brands like Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Plus, refresh your closet with 40 to 60% off apparel for her and 60% off diamond and gemstone jewelry from Effie. Now through Sunday at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup at select locations. Find a location near you at Macy's.com/stores.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNCQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you back to Bemidji, Minnesota. Believe it or not, the president is still speaking. In Bemidji, Minnesota. Let's take you there live right now. Well, apparently we're having some technical difficulties. We'll see if we can get those ironed out. In fact, tell you what, let's do this. Let's try it this way. Well, we don't have the president. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. We'll get the president up and running here in just a bit. Let's go to Richard. Richard, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hi, Mr. Wall. This is Richard in Flyover Country.
Yes.
I'm calling about what I think is an unfair rate regime by the trash company. Today was trash collection day in my neighborhood. I did not have to put the trash cans out, and I will not have to put the blue cans out for another 3 or 4 weeks. So why are people like me paying full freight? Who are the elected officials that are responsible for this contract? Where is the leadership of the Teamsters and the culinary unions to help their unemployed workers cut the price of trash collection, who are in a situation like mine where my trash cans only go out once a month? All the trash company's got to do, and this is the 21st century, is put a barcode label on our trash cans and an optical reader on top of the trash can, and every time it gets read, it means they picked your trash can up. Thank you.
There you go. I imagine it'd be the county commission. I'm just guessing. Let's see if we can reconnect with the president of the United States.
Yes, sir, I do. We negotiated a great deal. I said, "Oh, good." Cancel. Yes, sir. I'm pleased to tell you something, sir. We have a breakup fee. We made a great deal, sir. I said, "You did? Oh, you have a breakup fee. You mean you can't just cancel it for nothing? You'd cancel it. You don't have to pay a breakup fee. I know about breakup fees." "No, sir, we have a breakup fee." "Okay, how much is it?" "Sir, we can break it up for $250 million. I said, "Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that to cancel the order costs $250 million? In other words, we give them $250 million, we get nothing." I said, "General, don't cancel the order. Just tell them I'm very unhappy." Right? This is what these guys, they're good businessmen, by the way. These guys right here, Mike, they might be better than you. I don't even know. He may be the next governor. You know, Mike Lindell, maybe you should run. You should run. He is my complete and total endorsement. You should run. You'd be a hell of a governor. At least you know one thing. Minnesota would be well promoted. Minnesota. Mike, run for governor, please. So he says, $250 million. It's 250. Sir, I'm so proud of that. I said, "You may be proud, but I'm not." So I said, "General, don't give them notice because I don't want to write a check for 250 and get nothing. I don't think I could explain that to the American public. So tell them you're really unhappy. We're not going to make the deal, but just do it verbally." And yes, sir. And then I spoke to the head of Boeing, a very nice guy. They had some rough times since then. I had a couple of really bad things happen. Terrible, really terrible. This was early on, before the problems that they had. But he's a high quality guy. And I said to him, "Dennis, we have to start it with it's got to have a 3 on the front of it." "What do I know? I just know that if they're at 5.7 and if I do something with a 3. He said, "No, I can bring it down to 5.5 billion. So I say, "Well, that's not bad. I saved $200 million in about a minute and a half phone call. So far I'm not good, but it's not good enough. I'm not happy." I said, "No, we got to really think about canceling it. And I can't go to Airbus, which is made in Europe. You know, it's a little hard. I got to go to the competitor. I can't say I'm going to buy the Air Force One from a European company. That doesn't work too well." So I just said, my only option was to say, "Look, I just don't want it. Just put it aside, put it aside." He calls me up a few days later. "Well, we can do a little bit better than that." I said, "Dennis, has to have a 3 in front of it, Dennis. Got to have a 3, you know, like a 3. 3 anything, but got to have a 3 in front of it." So he said, "No, no, no." After 1 month, we signed a contract for $3.9 billion. Right? Same exact one. Actually, slightly better. We got an extra generator. And then Boeing came to me And I know how to, you know, I love to negotiate, I do. Got that from my father. My father was a good negotiator. And I love to negotiate. So they came to me, sir, we can put an extra stairway. This is the big 747. And remember, this is a big, much bigger than the old 747. Sir, it gets very windy up there. I notice that your hair's blowing all over the place. But we can buy a stairwell for the plane. And it comes under, it's like a corkscrew right at the bottom of the plane. You know, you're very high off the ground, big, big thing. And it opens up, and you'll, if it's raining or windy, you're covered, sir, because it's under the plane, you're totally sheltered. I said, that sounds great. So it's a corkscrew stairwell. I said, how much is that, General? 50. I said, 50? What a deal. So for $50,000, I can get a stairway? No, sir. $50 million. I said, forget about the stairwell. Forget it. So he said, 50. I really thought he meant $50,000. So these are just some little stories. I guess I must like Minnesota to go on one of these deals. But boy, did you get your money's worth tonight? Did you get, is anybody having a bad time? Did you get your money's worth? Because you've heard the other one. We've done this, and we've cut your taxes, and we've built up the military bigger and better. And we're the number one in history in regulation cuts, which is the biggest thing. And the judges, which we've done at a level like nobody's ever done. Everything we've done. Nobody has done more in 3.5 years. No administration. 3.5, those first 3.5 years, nobody even comes close. And you know, it's a funny thing. I say it all the time. I've been saying it for a long time. And the fake news, nobody even questions me about it. And you know, if I was wrong, they would, but they can't question me. Because when you see right to try, we took care of our vets. We just got a 91% approval rating from the vets. 91, it's never happened before. We got choice approved. We got accountability approved. Drugs are way down. We got a little setback with this whole situation where, you know, these shutdowns caused a lot of problems with drugs, a lot of everything, but drugs were...
The President of the United States continuing on. They're getting their money's worth because he's been speaking for, I believe, over 90 minutes in Bemidji, Minnesota. More to come as we continue. If the president's still speaking, we might go back there. We also want to gauge your reaction to the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Should the Republicans go forward and name a replacement and put them up for confirmation? You know how tough it was for Kavanaugh to get through. Imagine what the Democrats will do replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a conservative. They will never, ever do that. We'll talk about that. In fact, if you want to join us, our wall-to-wall free-for-all just kicking off. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know about you, but the President of the United States is nothing short of amazing. He is still up on the stage in Bemidji, Minnesota. Let's go there quickly just for a quick recap.
Okay. So I was in Texas 2 weeks ago. We had crowds. Mike, we had crowds that went from the airplane to the well, to the drilling well where we went to see a well. And we saved the industry because I got Russia and Saudi Arabia to cut back 10 million barrels. It actually was probably 18, ended up being, I think, 18.5. Million barrels, and it saved the industry, and yet you're still paying very low gasoline prices at the pump, but we saved 10 million jobs. Yeah. But I'm in Texas, and let me tell you, Texas appreciated because that industry was in deep trouble, because all of a sudden with the pandemic there was no demand, there was nobody driving, there was no demand, nobody ever saw anything like it. So I'm in Texas, and I said to the crowd, it was a great crowd, and we must have 100,000 people on the road, on the highways and roadways, waving. And they had the most beautiful Trump flags. I wanted to stop. Where did you buy that flag? The most beautiful flags of me and our great vice president. Is Mike Pence doing a good job, by the way? That's why he did such a great... He worked 29 hours a day. I mean, this guy works day and night. He worked not the 24. He worked 24 plus at least five, okay? This man is a worker, and he's a wonderful human being. And when they try it, a guy like Biden that can't carry his jockstrap, when Biden when Biden goes, oh, they should have closed 1 week earlier. And here's a guy that said, I made a mistake when I banned China, that nothing's going to happen. It's so phony. This politics is a very phony business, so I haven't been doing it long. I told one of the senators that came in, he came into my office, sir, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've won many elections. I've only lost twice in my life. I've been a senator for a long time. I know what I'm doing, sir. I said, yeah, and I've done it for 4 years, and I've only won one election. But it's for the President of the United States, remember? Remember when they said... I remember a certain man on television that didn't like me too much. He said, they put together the greatest field ever assembled. The Republicans, remember? 17 plus me. They put together the greatest field of talent ever assembled. I hear Trump wants to come in. Well, he's not going to do it, number one. Number two, if he does, he's just doing it for fun. And he'll be out by September, and then he'll go about leading his life. But he's not going to do it. But we don't really need him, because this is the greatest single assemblage of talent ever assembled for one party. The greatest talent he's ever seen. And then I did it. And just week after week, one out, two out, three out, four out. And then we've done changes. Oh, he said he can't do it because he doesn't have any experience. But I actually do on the other side. I contributed to politics. I always found it very interesting. So in a certain way, I had a lot of experience probably. Maybe I had too much experience. That's why I can tell you about AOC. Check out the $2 million, please. Check it out. Check it out. Check out Omar. Check out Omar. Get to that great writer. He should get... Oh, so the New York Times won all these Pulitzer Prizes, right? I was going to tell you before. All these Pulitzer Prizes. These people, and they all got it wrong, right? They got for Russia, Russia, Russia. We give the Pulitzer Prize. I won't use names. I won't use names. But we give the Pulitzer Prize to the New York Times. They got it wrong. We give the Pulitzer Prize to the Washington Post and all of these real sleazebags. I have to be honest with you. Very dishonest people. Very dishonest. I call it the Amazon. I call it the Amazon Washington Post. He uses that as his lobbyist because he owns the Washington Post. He gets crap that other people wouldn't get, okay? That means it's a lobby. It's a lobbyist deal. But they got... the prize, right? They got the Pulitzer Prize. All the guys that got it right, that really got it right, they all got it wrong, totally wrong. And they should return the Pulitzer Prize. And Pulitzer Association, the committee, should ask for those prizes back. They got it all wrong. They were 100% wrong. There was no collusion. They couldn't believe. Remember the day when it was announced? After 3 years, there is no collusion. I could have told them that on day one. They could have saved $48 million.
The president apparently does not know about the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg because he has not mentioned, at least to our knowledge, and I'm just guessing he does not know. I was afraid somebody was going to come yelling out of the crowd about it, and then the president would have to go, "What? Really? Are you sure?" And the crowd would go nuts because everybody's, you know, smartphone was you know, blowing up. Anyway, a lot to do. I mean, you think we're done? We're not. We'll continue. Stay right where you are as we continue. It's Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The Vegas heat is here and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's a effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our Monday show, I'm really excited because I don't know what the Monday show will look like, to be honest with you. I mean, I really don't know. Because we just don't know. The Democrats, you know, are going to push back real hard if the Republicans try and name a nominee for the seat on the highest court in the land and the most liberal court seat. Yeah. Would they dare allow Donald J. Trump to nominate a conservative for that seat? Is that possible? That's what we're faced with. I'm sure there'll be a lot on the Sunday shows. We'll have the highlights for you coming up on Monday. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Hope you have a great weekend. It really is. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Hope you'll get outside, enjoy the weather, and have some fun. Till we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Rock you.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and